And this lady, Mrs. Archillion, was the lady who run it. And I thought she was marvelous. I just loved my homemade hat. They didn't look homemade.
Well, how about clothes? For example, how about men's clothes? Were they?
No, we could buy those without any trouble. My father, he got a new suit about every 4 or 5 years.
About every 4 or 5 years. Well, what would a suit consist of?
Well, it was ordinarily it was worsted, it's wool, textured, and ordinarily now they could, in the summertime they would get the cotton materials that they call them Palm Beach. It was in colors, mostly white or cream color, mostly cream colored. But Daddy's was black. But of course, Daddy and I remember he was 46 when he married my mother, and he was an older man. That's he wasn't gonna wear real spiffy clothes, but. Men's clothes, you could buy any amount of men's clothes, church, anything. But women's clothes, if they had them for sale, we never bought. We made everything.
You made the women's clothes, but you could buy the men's clothes.
Aprons, cover all aprons, go all the way over the top here, around here and button here, and come down here with a bib, and come around here and tie, and come down near the bottom of your skirt to keep your dress clean. See, people protected themselves to keep from... Now, they might have had... I know we had dry cleaning establishments, but because in the 18s and 19s and 20s, the bridal laundry was here, and I know they had dry cleaning. But we never went to it.
If you wanted to match some cloth or something, would you take a little piece...
A scrap of it and see... Or to match the thread. But ordinarily, a salesman, if they were worth anything at all, would help you with the trimming and the thread before you left the store. Which they're supposed to do.
Well, would they have samples of different kinds of material that you could look at?
Not in the stores I worked in. I said I worked uptown 20-odd years. We had the material in the boat. And my job was to keep it. I worked only with piece goods. I didn't like to work with nothing else, but I did work with other things. But we would, I would take heavy paper and wrap like the tablecloth material called damask. And then some pure linen, and I would wrap it so that it wouldn't get soiled in the shelf, because nobody wanted to buy it if it was dirty. And the men folks, when they waited on anybody, they wouldn't take time to wrap it back up. So I had a whole counter to clean up most every day, about every other hour. But I didn't mind that. And I thought it was interesting. But the hat struck me. I just thought it was interesting. And little girls didn't carry pocketbooks much. They didn't have nothing to put in. All I had was a handkerchief. That was pinned on my shoulder. It was a safety pin.
Well, that's really pretty funny. Well, what would the men, if they were wearing a suit, what pieces would the suit have?
They would have a vest, two pairs of pants, and a coat. Most of them had the peak lapels in those days. They changed a little bit. Sears had brought out some... big size bags to put packages in, and they showed a lot of those on there of how you could buy a suit for $2.98, $4.98. The best ones were just $6 or $7.98. I just don't see how they stayed in business in those days, but they did.
And it's also hard for me to imagine someone who makes a living just making hats. You know, you were telling me that there was
That's what she did.
I can't.
She sewed ribbon and laces and little and buttons, other little things, but her job was to make heads. And you went in there, all she did was make a form of your head out of a buckram, I believe it was what they call it. It was stiff material. She'd cut it and sew it, and she'd fit your head. That's all she wanted. Then she'd frame out the hat to fit your face. But this hat, now this was the brim of it to set up like this. But it came on down to here, you know. Then it had the cap part back here. But the cap part blended right in with this part here. Cutest thing you've ever seen.
Was that your favorite hat?
Well, that was the only one I remembered that, and I wore it forever.
That's the only one you remember.
You never changed hats in summer.